Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you seeing as far as these crash for cash scams, as the DMV is calling it?
Well, what I can tell you is we have seen, at least anecdotally, an increase in these instances being reported around New York State in the over the last year. There were just over 1,700 of these reported in 2023. Obviously, we don't have full 2024 numbers at this point, but those numbers were up double digit over 2022 and 2021. So, I mean, we really thought it was important. You never know when these can happen. Obviously, you don't know what another driver is going to do, but we felt it was important just to make people aware we're seeing this happening, and just for them to be aware to really think about their defensive driving skills, because obviously that is the best way to kind of keep you from getting into something like this, and to consider taking a defensive driving course to be aware, but also just to have increased general awareness on the road. Watch out for who's around you. If somebody's tailgating you, don't tailgate someone else, that kind of thing.
How can someone anticipate or suspect, after they've been rear-ended, that this may be a staged crash scam?
That's a good question. I think, I don't know that I can really answer that other than to say it probably is something that might come up about the time of doing an insurance claim. That it might appear during that, and that's one of the biggest issues that people are going to see, because of people who commit fraud for whatever reason. It affects those of us who are doing the right thing on the road, and finding that our insurance premiums might go up or are increasing, obviously because of the incurrence of these incidents happening.
And if you are rear-ended and you exchange information, what are some things you should and should not do?
Well, I mean, obviously, one of the things you're really going to want to do is if you're in a situation like this, certainly make sure to call the police. Make sure to get that somebody comes and fills out an accident report, so you have an indication of that an accident occurred, and you can make sure that your sort of side of the story gets on the record. So if it comes back from your insurance company, you have, some level of proof for what happened. It's really, the most important thing, I think, that to keep an eye and to be aware of is just to be aware of your surroundings, to be aware of, other drivers, to make sure that you are, you're doing what you need to be doing, and be aware of other people who maybe aren't, and try to keep yourself out of their, their area.
And if you think you've been a victim of one of these staged crashes, how do you let police know? How do you let the DMV know?
Well, I think you definitely would want to reach out to police. That's really going to be something. It's really more of a law enforcement situation that they're going to be able to try to address that. Certainly reach out to your insurance company. DMV too, there is we do have, if you are in an accident with I'm trying to double check this at the same time. I think it's if there's over $1,000 in damage to your vehicle, you do need to report, to file a make sure that a report is filed with us as well, to be aware of that.